Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
Yeah, and this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers, Alexis Preston.
Renee.
You and me.
Mm-hmm.
Skip town.
We are out of here.
Skip town this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
No. I tailed it on out of here.
Yep. We didn't stay around for nothing.
Right? Thank you so much. And what I heard was we leave town, all of a sudden, all the rich white guys go into space on us.
They're letting anyone up there if they're rich and white and willing to pay for it.
Exactly. It's a one questionnaire form.
Yeah.
Are you rich? Great.
Yep. Come on.
Upsy daisy with you. Get on up there.
Yeah. We were talking also about how we're out of the loop because we're out of town and that's basically all we know.
Yeah.
But that did happen.
I suppose. Yes. Now, because what I was like, oh, yeah. Alexis knows everything. That's sort of my mantra for life. Other people are like, be kind, do unto others. Me, I'm just like, Alexis knows everything.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's my mantra.
Wow.
So I was like, oh, you know what? She'll know. I'm mm-hmm. just going to ask her, what happened with Richard Branson and going to space? And you're like, I was also out of town. I do not know.
I'll tell you you know.
Yeah, should we just guess? We'll put the story together ourselves based off hearsay?
Well, yeah, because also for me, what the news that I obtained while yes. I was away, it seems a little bit old because my sure. mom mostly watches reruns of Judge Judy.
I respect this on a very deep level.
Yeah, so okay. I can tell you what's going on, I think, in the circa early 2000s okay. with a couple very small small claims cases.
Of course.
And that's kind
now,
of news I'm up to
tell
date
you
with.
That Judge Judy has been out of my wheelhouse for so long now mm-hmm. that I can't even remember one catchphrase.
She's
you been
the boss,
refreshed
applesauce
with...
was one.
Say it again.
She's the boss, applesauce.
Oh.
And also, all right. Liar, liar, pants on fire, she likes to
oh,
say.
Oh, boy. Okay.
And, you know, other sassy things.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Of the two, I probably prefer the applesauce one.
Yeah, sure.
But it's just because it's fresher for me.
It's fresher.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. That's been around for decades.
It is. Like, coming from her, there's a little bit more to it. You know what I mean? Mm, it's like any kid sure. can say that. But she's like, liar, liar, pants on fire. And it does feel quite like, oh my God.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. That's,
yeah.
I mean, that's a judge calling. That's her verdict.
Exactly.
The verdict is liar, liar, pants on
your
fire.
Your pants
okay.
are on fire. So that does
so
feel
So Judge Judy
heavy.
Was of no help figuring out what happened.
I got nothing. Yeah.
Space. Okay.
Yeah. Right. What about you? What okay. do you think happened?
Well, I tell you what, I'd heard about it. I said, when my dad said, oh, I think he's in space now. And then the topic got changed. So nice. I didn't get to hear too much more. As I'll tell you what I think Hank said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think.
Okay.
Hank said that there's going to be the listeners, I'm so sorry, because they know, so this is going to be useless. This is going to be just cringeworthy for everybody listening. There's an airplane.
Okay.
It's going up, but then that airplane just gets them high, and then there's an airplane on top
yeah,
of that
yeah, they
that
settle
actually
it
goes
off.
Into space,
yes.
hangs out there for like 30 minutes, and then comes down?
That sounds, yes.
Does it sound right to everybody?
Of what I okay. know of just like space shuttle travel in general, that's correct.
Yes.
So
okay. All right.
That's
great.
Pretty good.
Fantastic. Okay. And I am a little bit comforted in that, oh, you spent that amount of money for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay,
although, I mean, okay, what's the, yeah, because that's not enough time for me. Like, if yeah. I'm going to go to space, I want to be up there for a while. I'm trying to think of, like, what's the minimum amount of time
right.
that you'd be willing to go to space and feel like, oh, I got my money's worth.
Now, is this, I bought an extra ticket and my friend bailed type of a offer? Because if that's the case, sure.
Yeah, that's true. No,
happily.
This is like, I'm going to pay for this. Like, I, you know, okay. I'm making the life decision to pay to go to space.
Right.
What is the amount of time to you that would feel fair?
Right. Now, you know what's so interesting mm-hmm. is that I feel the same way about this mm-hmm. as I do about like a Hamilton when that was a hot ticket and that was going for like $900.
Yeah.
And you knew like the year that it came out, you knew that you're like, if I just give it a beat, if I give it 3 years, these tickets are going to drop down to being affordable.
That's true.
And I feel a little bit the same. I'm like, if I just wait till I die. One, that's a free ticket.
That's true.
And two, I can stay up there as long as I want.
Wow, really beautiful.
If I just wait it out.
I liked where you were going, where it was the length of Hamilton is the minimum amount of time. And I was like, that actually works, I think.
Sure, yeah, exactly. Am I getting a Hamilton deal out of this? Because if so, I mean, that's about the amount of time I'd require.
If you're going to outer space for less time than it would take to watch Hamilton, it's not enough time.
No, not enough. Not enough. And I'll pay the same ticket price.
Exactly.
$900 to go to space for the length of Hamilton. Final offer.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll put in our bid.
Okay.
I don't know where we sign up for this, but I'll let them know.
We'll start a Google Doc and then share it to a couple people, and that should be good.
What our demands are. That's a final ticket price. No.
That's it.
No negotiations.
No negotiations. Okay. Negotiations not welcome. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, great. I'm glad that we're both very up to date on that.
Yeah.
While we were out of town, we still managed to stay current with current events.
Ah, look at us.
That said, we are going to talk about dogs. Mm-hmm. You guys, don't you fret. Don't you worry. We didn't leave town and say, you know what? No more. No more dog podcasting. We're going to talk about other things. We're going to keep it about dogs still. Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into this very episode?
Mm-hmm. We've got some Crick Crumb Boat updates. More about how our dogs reacted to us leaving is my guess for both of us.
Yeah. It's right now I am on an emotional roller coaster that is a mystery. I am unwell, and you had a text drafted, just as a hint to listeners and as a hint to you, Alexis, that you had a text drafted saying, I may not be able to record tonight.
And then here you are.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, great.
Only because a mystery is afoot. Oof. If the initial observation that I had comes true, then I'm going to have to quit the podcast, but we'll talk about it.
I'm fascinated. Okay. We have a Mind Map Minute from Angus with Louie and Marie. And then we have some dogs we met this week field reporting from both of our trips. We've definitely both interacted with dogs.
Yeah. We didn't have time to keep up on current events. That's how dedicated we were to our assignments.
And that's going to be it. But I think we've got plenty to talk about. So
much to talk about. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it.
Okay.
All right. Now, Alexis, we both left town.
Yes.
We both came back. We both have stories about our dogs while we were gone and when we came back. Mine is a mystery / tragedy.
We gotta start with you. Because mine is not, and I'm dying to know.
Yours
so
is just happy. Okay. All right. I don't know where to begin. But I guess let's start at the end and then we'll work our way back and we'll see. Landed this is how excited I was to see Tugboat. Let's start with that. How excited I was is that I parked at the airport because we're talking about, he went to Yo Dog Walker, which is the best daycare on the planet. I cannot even begin to tell you. Now, you listeners, the longtime listeners of the show will know that he doesn't look back when he gets in a bus.
Right.
So Yo Dog Walker, they pick up the dogs. They drop them off. It's a school bus. It's adorable. Tug puts his front paws on the it's not a bus. It's a van, but he puts his front paws on there and he uses his back leg to like sort of kickstand up.
Yes.
He won't quite get there. But all in during that entire process, doesn't look back. That's how excited he is.
Right.
He loves it. He loves it. He loves it. Whole time I'm gone, nothing but smiles. Every photo they send, he's smiling ear to ear. He's having the very best time. But this is the first time we've been away from each other since pandemic.
Yeah.
Started.
Yeah.
15 months together every single day. So I assumed this is going to be very difficult on both of us. And I can report on my end, it was very difficult.
Yes.
Didn't cry.
Good.
But the potential was there.
Yeah, of course.
If I let myself, could have cried. I missed him so much. Mm-hmm. And knowing that this was going to happen, when I landed, I had parked my car at the airport, which is a steep price to pay. Though it really isn't right now, just because everybody's traveling. And like even the surrounding airport, like parking that's usually discounted is the exact same as the airport right now.
Huh.
Point is, plane lands. And it's in Durango, Colorado. So it's just a little teeny tiny one. So then you got to take a tram all the way back to the main terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, this tram is going to Terminal 1. I'm parked at Terminal 7. And I was like, I got to get there. I'll run once I do. So I take the wrong tram just so that I can get to my car faster. Sweating, running through 7 terminals. I got to get to my car. I get to my car. I go into traffic. I'm weaving in and out because I'm going to get home by the time the dog gets there. And the dog usually comes home between 4 and 6.
Right.
And they, trying to help me out because my flight was delayed, were like, hey, we'll just drop him off at the end. So you got a play-by-play of Tug's almost here. Thing's been extended. He finally gets dropped off at 6:05.
Yes.
I checked my phone like I'm 15 waiting for a text from a boy. Like, is he here yet? Is he? Okay, maybe. And checked to make sure my phone was on.
You changed your outfit a couple times mode. To make sure he likes
Absolutely.
It. Yeah, of course.
And all, like, again, Yo Dog Walker is doing me a favor.
Yes.
They're just like, oh, we just want to make sure that she's home when they get there.
Right.
So they've done everything right, but I'm losing my mind. I'm so excited. Treats in my pocket. Can't wait. I see the van pull up. I do a jump. It's a small one, but I do jump. Tugboat is sitting in shotgun, sees me, looks back at the driver. She goes to that because they don't let him out through the shotgun door. They let him out through the slidey back door.
Yeah.
She jumps out, opens the door, and Tug will not get out of the shotgun seat.
No.
Turns away from me. Won't get out of the shotgun seat. So she's like, come on, Doug. Come on, buddy. She's cheering him on. I'm waving at him like an idiot. So she shuts the sliding door, opens the shotgun detour, and is like, buddy, come on. He's still like kind of, all right. Jumps out, sees me, and at that point does like three hops of just like, and honestly, it did feel forced. Oh, I'm so happy to see you.
Hop, hop, hop. Sure.
Great. Will three do it? Is three what you need? And then, so Kate, who's amazing and she's a dog walk person, is like, well, you know, I'll let you guys do it. I don't see too much fear in her eyes, but we're both concerned. So she leaves. And then, because Doug's been in the van while they're doing all the drop-offs, I walk him a little bit. No eye contact. None.
Wow.
And during that point, I am just like, well, we've run our course. He's happier there. I'll ask Bob, who's the owner of Yo Dog Walker, if he can take him on. I'll obviously pay a weekly stipend. I want him to be happy.
Oh,
we'll have to
God.
Quit the podcast. This is the most, and that's where you got the draft of, I'm probably not going to be okay to do the show tonight because he's clearly not happy with me. Then
no.
We get home.
Yeah.
I give him water and his food as if to say final dinner together, I guess. He drinks two sips of water and then falls asleep. At the food thing. So now I'm working with a theory.
Okay.
That it isn't, he wasn't happy to see me. He's just tired.
It seems like it.
Still conked out.
Yeah. Oh.
When he wakes up, I will let you know. But this is going to be the longest nap of my life. Does he still love me when he wakes up? I don't know, Alexis. I don't know.
I think that you
Does this all sound reasonable and logical to you?
Almost, yes.
Okay.
So close to being, yes.
Okay.
Yes, commentary from you. I think you're right. I think because, like you said, this is the longest he's been away from you, but also, therefore, this is the longest he's ever been at daycare.
True.
Right?
Well, he's been at different daycares.
But without you, like.
Christmas.
That's true. But still.
Not the longest we've been away from each other, but the longest he's been at a daycare that he loves.
That he loves. And therefore, like, he's getting along with dogs. They're probably playing more.
Playing the whole time.
Yeah.
And outside.
And out.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's hot. You said it was Christmas. It was cold then. Now it's hot out. He's wearing himself out every day.
Love and these grasping at straws. Keep grasping.
Ropes. And. And.
Yes.
He's probably like. Oh, this is nice. I'm finally home and I can, you know what it's like? It's like when you're having a good time and you're out, you had a great time, but then you like get home and you're like, I'm so glad I'm not out anymore. I got to sleep. And he feels comfortable with you and doesn't feel like he needs to put on too big of a show because he's like, this is my home.
I love this take.
Thanks.
I love this take very, very much. Mm-hmm. This is a to be continued.
Yeah.
Listeners, you got to tune in next week to see if my dog hates me.
There's no way. There's no possible way.
Things that make me feel okay is that, so we go on the walk so he can use the bathroom before he comes back in. He didn't still know where his home was.
Yes.
He still knew where the apartment was. Good. And he went in willingly.
Hey, that's it. You're
now,
good to go.
Was that a surrender of, well, I guess I'm here now? Only time will tell, Alexis.
Has this all been a Stockholm Syndrome situation?
Yeah.
I don't
think
so.
If I had video of me taking the wrong tram, running to my car, he needs me, I said. My dog needs me. Swerving through traffic, in and out, checking the phone every 5 minutes. Is this thing on? I said as I tapped the screen. All for him to be like, ugh.
You know, the other...
Yeah. Alexis.
Yeah, Alexis, I'm listening.
Oh God, it's so funny.
It's so pathetic.
No, this is what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
this is I'm an listening. Indication that you've raised him right. He's an independent dog.
I love this, and you were a very, very good friend, and I will be breaking it to you gently that you are now a crisis counselor.
Okay.
For me, anytime that I am,
I can do
in need
that.
I
flourish in a crisis.
Because everything you've said feels good, and yet listeners who are listening may be like, "Yeah, I think you have to get the dog away." He is.
I like
very
the idea that the option
you.
Too is that you pay for him to live permanently at the Yo Dog Walker facility.
Well, no, just like because what's it called when people get divorced? A child support. I'm gonna have to. He's clearly happy, like at his mom's. Though I'm his mom.
Right.
He's happier at the daycare.
Yeah.
I'll get him birthday presents. I'll ask if I can visit once a week, but I can't have him miserable. I can't.
Yeah.
Not on my watch. So we'll, I don't know. Bob may be getting a very weird email in a week. I'll keep you posted.
Okay, perfect.
But listen, hey, if you're in the Los Angeles area and you want your dog to slowly start to hate you, get yourself to Yo Dog Walker.
Yeah.
They love it there.
Maybe you need a switch of daycares. Because he's too happy at that one. It's like, I get it. It's like when you're at a sleepover.
Sure.
For like, with a, like, you're like very rich friends or something like that. And you're like,
right.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Can I live here,
wait
though?
A minute.
This is pretty nice.
This is better.
This is the dinner you eat every
better.
Night? Because
yeah.
That's crazy. Mine comes from a box. Like, this is nice.
This is
so
the best.
He'll be fine. Because at the end of the day, you're his family, not them. And
okay.
He knows
well,
that.
I thank you for that. But I do. This is a 2-part series.
Yeah, it is. I can't
and
wait.
I will. I'll let you know if this turns into a romantic comedy or a tragedy.
I feel like
romantic's
I can't.
A weird word, but
romantic.
Yeah. That's an I mean it.
You know, we have different relationships. With our dogs.
I guess rom com with myself.
Yes.
Whether or not I love and hate myself for the rest of my days.
Hey, that counts. You're right.
Sure.
This makes me also feel like I can't do mine because mine's.
I was gonna say I. You can, and it won't feel like you're rubbing it in. I think it's going to be beautiful, and I think I'm going to love it, and I think I'm going to be very happy for you, and we'll use it as a story of hope.
Well,
of
and there's a big difference,
be.
Though, in that
yeah.
Cricket and Crumb stayed home. You know, I left, but they got to stay home, and that changes things, right? Like,
okay.
I'm their primary caretaker, okay. And honestly, Cricket... Maybe he missed me, but mostly, you know, he's pretty even tempered in like,
yeah.
I love him because he's just it's like hanging out with a stuffed animal. There's not a whole lot going on in there, but he's just happy to be there.
I love it. Yeah.
But, you know, Crumb, he's sensitive and
yeah.
He had a hard time. He did a lot of like laying by the door or like he would go to a different like go and lay on my bed.
Crumb.
And I guess Grant and Cole kept doing this joke that they were like, he's just got to go out there and get her. She's missing.
Yeah.
And you guys are just staying here? She's missing. I can sniff her. I can sniff her. You guys aren't letting me go out there and find her. So, yeah,
so
he's a
sweet.
Sensitive boy.
Yeah, just let me out there. Give me a chance. I'll find her.
Yeah.
Oh, Crumb,
but,
dumb.
Yeah. So, but he did all right, you know, like he
yeah.
did, he still was eating his breakfast and dinner, which is huge for
okay.
him. Sometimes he gets
that's
too
good.
Sad to eat, which we can all
right.
relate to.
Of course.
But he did pretty good. And, but you know, I when I came home, he did do the full jump on my head thing, leap in, you know, somehow he's suddenly able to leap higher than he's ever leaped before. And it was
yeah.
very sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So bounce into your arms, then up to your head.
Yes,
now.
Exactly.
Right.
The other funny thing is that like, Cricket clearly does not know how to react with these big, like, explosive
sure, yeah.
things.
Emotional reunions.
Yes, yes.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Because he then, like, he was trying to say hi to me, too, and then it just ended up with, like, Cricket trying to bite Crumb's foot because he was like, well, I want to say hi, too. This is what we're doing. That's not fair. And then so then they just start play fighting in front of me and running around the house, and it was very
oh,
sweet.
Come on. They probably rehearsed a little show for you.
Yeah.
Late at night, they were like, we got it. Listen. 5, 6, 7, 8. One more time. It has to be perfect
yes.
for mom. A little flash mob.
A little bit more. More, less. Ooh,
yeah.
too much. And the other thing that, like, I think really sealed the deal is that I had gotten to get food on the way home, and it was French fries, and we all know French fries are Crumb's favorite food. So I think for him also, he was like, "Mom's back. She brought me dinner, my favorite food." And I was like, "These
and
are
we got fries."
Yeah. So he had a good day. He's, you know, they're both sleeping now. But
wait, no, when did you come back? You came back on Sunday or
Monday? I came back Saturday night, kind of late.
Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah. Okay, that is very sweet and very cute, and I am genuinely happy for you.
Thanks. It really feels rude to say, though, after that. So
and maybe if I were more like Alexis, I would have received the same welcome.
To be fair, did you have French fries with you?
I didn't have French fries with me.
Might have
no
helped.
French fries.
Might have
no
helped.
French fries. Yep, yep, yep. And again, this is a to be continued.
Yes.
I'll keep you posted. Very, very happy for you. I'll let you know if I need to replace myself on this podcast next week.
Okay, yeah, let me know.
Okay. Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
Oh, no. What time is it?
Well, I'll tell you. It's time for My Mutt Minute with Angus and Louie and Marie. Hit it.
Woo!
Hi, my name is Angus, and I'm here to talk about my family's late dogs, Louie and Marie, from My Mutt Minute. They were a bonded pair of Jack Russell Terriers. Louie had wiry hair and a badger-like face, and Marie had a smooth coat and a black spot over her left eye. They always knew how to cause trouble. Once, when we were visiting someone, they teamed up and chased another dog off of its own turf, and several hours later, we saw some strangers come by with that dog in a boat, saying it swam to their side of the lake. Another time, they managed to sniff out and dig up a seal that my great-uncle had buried on our cottage property during the winter. Marie was always getting into things she shouldn't have. We would always have to tell guests to leave the door to the guest room firmly closed, even when they weren't inside, because she liked to root around people's things so she could steal their underpants. She also once stole a friend's wallet right out of her backpack while we weren't looking. We called Louie our little butler because he refused to go to sleep until he made sure everyone else was asleep too. I remember several occasions where I was staying up late and suddenly heard this big deep-voiced bark, only to open the door to see my little Louie standing in the doorway waiting for me to go to bed. They were just so absurdly sweet and funny and lit up the world with joy until they crossed the Rainbow Bridge when Louie was 17 and Marie was 20.
Angus, come on, talk about a top-notch My Mutt Minute.
Yeah.
Very impressed.
Yeah.
Very, very impressed. Now, I got to tell you,
mm-hmm.
I love an ornery dog.
Yes.
It's difficult to be the recipient of such behavior,
mm-hmm.
but boy, is it fun to hear about it. Dug up a seal, Alexis.
I know. I was like, I know that it's only a minute, but that's the kind of story that I'm like, uh-oh, I need a My Mutt hour for this because I have a lot of
You're
questions.
Gonna have to, and... I'm going to need a My Mutt mini series if we could, please. if we could. And a butler puppy who's just like, hey, I don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. I want to be the cool mom, but you do need to go to bed.
You have to go to bed.
You do.
I can't sleep until you're in sleep, so
come on. I don't know what to tell you.
Incredible.
And the ages, I was just like, in dog years? That's insane.
Those are some old
I'm so impressed. 17 and 20.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, that's... you just said it already. It's just truly, I was like, whoa, that's an
Look
old
that.
Dog. What a great life you gave them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So. And Angus, I so appreciate that. Yes, of course. All dogs throughout the history of time, we want to celebrate them.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when they cross that rainbow bridge or if they've got it years and years ahead of them.
Yeah.
We love hearing about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alexis.
Yes.
If your dog dug up a seal and you want to talk about it,
yeah, I would love to hear more wild dig up stories. So if you have one, please go ahead and record your My Mutt Minute on your phone or whatever recording device you have, your computer, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com and we'll play it on the show.
We sure will.
Hello, I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And we host Still Buffering, a cross-generational guide to the culture that made us.
Every week, we share media that made us who we are. Things like Archie Comics,
Sailor Moon,
and lots of Taylor Swift.
And now that Riley's an adult, it comes with 100% more butts.
And now I am totally comfortable with it.
So check out new episodes of Still Buffering every Thursday on MaximumFun.org.
Butts, butts, butts. Join in, Riley. Butts, butts, butts.
Butts, 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 butts,
butts, butts, butts, butts.
Hi, it's me, Dave Hill, from before. Here to tell you about my brand new show on Maximum Fun, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, which combines my old Maximum Fun show, Dave Hill's podcasting incident, with my old radio show, the Goddamn Dave Hill Show into one new futuristic program from the future. If you like delightful conversation with incredible guests, technical difficulties, and actual phone calls from real-life listeners, you've just hit a street called easy. I'm also joined by my incredible co-host, the boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. It's really great
to... That's enough, Chris. And New Jersey chicken rancher, Dez. Say hi, Dez.
Hey, Dave.
The Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Brand new episodes every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Plus, the show's not even an hour. It's 90 minutes.
Take that, stupid rules.
We nailed it.
Now, Alexis, we've had a lot of sponsors on this show.
Yes.
Most of which I sort of have an indication of whether or not I'm going to be like an enormous fan.
Yeah.
Usually I'm like, no, yeah, got out of the gate.
Yeah.
This one, I was just like, you know what? My friends rave about it. Mm-hmm. They rave about it. So yes, let's do it. May not be for me, but let's do it. Mm-hmm. Then I partook. I have never become an Insta fan of something so fast in my life.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what Renee has gotten herself into?
Renee has gotten herself into Feels.
Yes.
Feels is a premium CBD to help keep your head clear and feel your best. It's hassle-free, delivered directly to your door. If you're like, what are you talking about? What is this? CBD naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. And there's no hangover or addiction. It's like a very mild, safe thing to be doing. And for me, like if I'm having any trouble sleeping, I can just pop a little bit and I'm like, oh, all that anxiety kind of just mellows out and I'm able to just sleep. It's great.
And you guys, it is weird, but I think you also can put this together of I just haven't tried CBD before this, but I wanted to test it out to make sure it was good. I felt like someone was gently spraying off all of my stress with a hose, but it was fast. So fast. And I was just like, why am I fine? And then it was pretty sure I was like, oh, no, the next day is going to be rough. And then it was fine. Yeah. I was like, oh, you know what I love?
Mm-hmm.
CBD. This stuff is amazing. It's so great. Feels. And again, so it's spelled F-E-A-L-S. Mm-hmm. Offers free CBD hotline to help guide your personal experience so that you find the perfect dose. The Feels customer service team is dedicated to making sure you get the best use of your CBD. I did not call them. I will now just to compliment them.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can start feeling better with Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/CIPYD and you'll get 50% off your first order with shipping. That's feals.com/CIPYD to become a member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. feals.com/CIPYD.
Do it.
Now, Renee.
Alexis.
I have two little dogs, as you might know.
Sure do.
And these two little dogs love to tangle themselves up in the most insane ways and tripping me over like I'm in 101 Dalmatians. And it's cute in the movie, but in real life, it feels very embarrassing. And I gotta say, Bike Toe Leash sent me over a little coupler so that they're connected just at their backs and they can't... swirl around me anymore and trip me.
Yeah.
And it has been life-changing. I absolutely love it. And this is just like a minor product that they sell. This isn't even the big product, but I just cannot stress enough. If you have two dogs that you're walking, you should probably grab one of these. They're awesome.
You simply have to. Now, I was sent the bike extender.
Yes.
And I popped it on my neighbor's bike.
Mm-hmm.
We tested it out. Alexis is going to change my life because first off, whether you're walking or you're riding, like the sort, like it just, you will get rug burn.
Right.
Probably rope burn is what I meant.
Yeah. Rug burn is confusing, but yeah.
Your hands are going to be just torn up.
Yeah.
It is so hard to wear out this dog of mine.
Yeah.
Put him on the bike. Easy peasy. No problem. And it is the biggest thing of just like you're so stressed out trying to navigate it without this bar. So now if the dog's not running in front of you, they're getting tuckered out. Everybody feels safe. The dog, I couldn't believe like how fast the dog gets it. Like they're just great. Okay, perfect. Now I'm just on the bike now. This company has thought of everything.
Yeah, they're awesome. They're really, if you are a bicyclist or also it's not for just that, like any sort of wheeled accessory that you've got, they can add this to it and it can really save a lot of stress. And have it's fun too. Like, yeah. I think it really takes a lot of the fear of biking with your dog away, because I've always been like, aren't you so afraid you're going to run your dog over?
Every time I see someone just using a leash and a bike, I'm just like, you're stressing me out. I'm stressed for you. I'm stressed for the dog, but not with this. It's just so safe and good.
Absolutely.
All right. So obviously, yes, listeners, I will tell you how you can get one. Hold on. You can get it straight from the source at www.biketoleash.com. That's www.biketoleash.com. Promo code for the first 100 customers. So you got to get there quick. Mm-hmm. Don't think I'll do it tomorrow. You got to go now. Only first 100 for 10% off your order at CIPYD10. Get in there, gang. Woo. Well, now, Alexis.
Yes, Renee.
We have a segment that we're going to call field reporting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it could also be called a supersized dogs I met this week.
Yes.
Or dogs I met this week on the road.
That's true. Yeah, mine is more of a... I'm just mostly going to talk about my mother's dog, Flash, who I have talked about before.
Right. Okay.
But it still does feel like
you're not only
reporting.
Met, but you're related to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I gotcha. Okay. Well, we saw what happened when I went first last time. Full crash and burn.
Yeah, I'll start this time. Just
terrible
in case.
Mistake. Okay.
No. So Flash, in case you're forgetting who I'm talking about, of course,
yes.
Is my mom's Basset Hound. He's about, I think, 8 years old now. He's so funny. And it was nice. I will say, look, don't talk Cricket and Crumb this, but it was nice to get some one-on-one Flash time, because when Crumb is there, he's a little bit different. He's not used to having other dogs around, but when it's just me, it's like, in Flash's mind, I am 100% there to see him.
Of course.
So like,
absolutely.
He walks to the door and he's like, hey, I'm here. And I'm like, hey, bud, you're right. I am here to see you.
Flash.
He's so funny. And he's such a... like caring dog in a way that I think is really unique, because every morning my mom eats this, her little like egg and sausage thing. And then if she doesn't finish it, she gives it to Flash, right?
Yeah.
And if someone else is there, and she says she does this no matter who is there, she puts the food down, and then Flash will wait and then look at everyone else in the room before he eats it, like, well, do you want it though? I don't need it. Do you want it? And like waits to make sure that no one else wants it. I know.
The manners.
I know. He's such a sweet boy. Okay. And also, classically, you can get him to howl. All you have to do is howl at him and he does it back, and it's very funny. And annoys my mother, which makes it even more fun to do, you know?
Of course, yeah. Then it needs to be nonstop.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then, these are some rapid Flash updates.
Rapid fire facts. Flash
facts. He's so funny. There was one morning he woke me up at like 7 a.m. because he was just like trotting between my room and my mom's room. And he kept like would bark at my mom, and she's a really deep sleeper, so she had no idea what was happening. But I was like, what's going on, bud? And he was kind of crying. And I was like, do you need to go outside? And I tried to let him out. And he was like, no. And I was like, all right. And also, Basset Hounds are deceiving in their weight because they are short yet big dogs. So I was like, all right, well, so I hoist him onto the bed that I'm sleeping on to be like, are you scared or something?
Right.
And he looks at the window for a second. He's still crying a little bit. And then I'm going to do my best Flash impression where it went.
Pretty spot on.
And then immediately fell asleep. It was the fastest cry to sleep. He cried himself to sleep, but at a speed that was truly impossible to me. I was like, are you fake sleeping? It was insane. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
Now, Alexis, do we suppose... Mm-hmm. And you only want dogs to be happy, obviously, clearly. I don't know if you heard the previous segment. You only want them to be happy.
Sure.
And you'll go to great lengths to make it happen.
Yeah.
So I don't want to even hypothesize this. Mm-hmm. But do we suppose Flash just went through a breakup?
Wow, maybe, right?
I mean, that's how you cry yourself to sleep. That's the best way to do it, is get yourself a little heartache. Ugh. And it usually is on the heels of eating 3 or 4 pints of ice cream. So you got some food coma coming your way.
You're right.
Do you think maybe...
I should have asked him.
Then,
you're right.
So then the crying and to sleep, the length of time from crying to sleeping is fast.
Yes. Because it's like, well, I've got, you know, the sugar high is gone and I'm.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should have asked him and I didn't. And now I feel a little bit rude, but that is something to think about.
But would you say that the next time he was awake, a new man?
Oh, entirely. Yeah. Okay. He must have had a good dream or something because he was like, that was some other guy that was crying, by the way. That wasn't me.
That certainly wasn't me. That is so incredibly cute and hilarious. Yeah. I also want to spin it in a positive light that I think it could just be how much he loves you.
Yeah, it was very sweet. There. It seemed like he just wanted attention. And then as soon as he got it, was like, okay, all right, I'm okay.
Tell you what, we got some fast sleeping dogs this episode.
Everybody's
knocking themselves out this summer.
It's summer, it's hot. You got to take a nap. It's nap time.
You must. You simply must. You got it.
I want to hear about your field reporting for the Colorado dogs.
Well, I'm so glad you asked because I got a lot to report. Went to Durango, Colorado over the weekend to celebrate Hank and Peggy turned 70 in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
COVID.
Yeah.
So celebrating this year, squish them together. What do you got? Zip lining in Colorado, we said. Right. So the first dogs we met are at the zip lining place. There were a chocolate lab who would bring about basically a tree to you. What a good boy. But it was this like this enormous, like I'm not exaggerating when I say 1 foot by 1 foot like plank of wood that he would just sort of carry around.
Incredible.
Hilarious. Delightful. We love it. Also the zip lining place, like everybody there was so nice and so good and so great. It was just it was the first place I've ever been in my entire life where the people were giving the dogs a run for their money and being charming.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible.
Pretty great. Yeah. So we got those dogs at the ziplining. Okay. Then after ziplining, got a three-legged dog. My mom continues to remember his name. I keep forgetting. Okay. I think it was Konya? Kenya?
Kenya could be a name.
Konya. Maybe Konya.
Interesting.
Point is, three-legged dog, hilarious, wonderful. Aww. Let all three of us pet him at once.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a person for every leg. That's nice.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. And I think, you know, Konya, probably the name, knew as much.
Yes, of course.
Happy to see it. And what was also, I'm reminded of this every time I hang out with my parents, is that they were the originator of this entire concept to begin with. The can I pet your dog I was born with.
Oh, sure.
Hank from across the street will holler, "This is a great dog. I'm coming over to pet him. You stay there." It's an exaggeration, but it's not by much.
I love that.
The family is just very insistent on, like, that's a good dog.
It's coming. I'm coming for it.
You just got to do it.
I love that.
There were many, many dogs. But listen, you guys are busy.
Yeah.
And I got to see if my dog hates me, so I got to wrap this up quick.
But this is great reporting. And also, really, high bar setting dogs that you met. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's really good.
And wait, that's not even the best one yet.
Whoa, okay.
I know.
Okay.
So then, walking home from dinner, we run smack dab into, I'm going to go with 10-week-old.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof.
Chiweenie pit bull mix.
What is that?
Chihuahua.
What is that
look like? Yeah, exactly. It's basically a pit bull face, but it's been shrunk, like the Shrinky Dinks.
Yes.
So it's got a full pit bull face, but not the size that you would expect it to be. So there's just that's been schlooped in.
Please tell me
body
photos of this.
It's a slinky. And the legs are very short.
Oh, do you have pictures?
No, of course not. I know. And I regret it. I regret it to this day.
It's okay.
And there was just a little kid who had him. I think the name was Phineas on this puppy, but I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
The kid's such a diplomat. Who very fielded all of our questions. It was so delightful and charming. We each took our time with Phineas. Of my regrets in life.
Yeah.
Not asking this 10-year-old for his number so that I could follow up with this dog. I got to see what that looks like.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions.
What does a chihuahua pit bull turn into?
Yeah. You know what? Also, you just reminded me. I do have a small field reporting stranger dog.
Yeah, I knew you met one.
I did.
I knew you did. Tell me.
Here's the fun thing is I met three because my favorite bookstore in the world is Bookman's, and they're only in Arizona. And so already I'm like, jazz to be going there. I'm like, this is in Flagstaff, which is like 45 minutes from where my parents live, kind of far. But I was like, I gotta go to Bookman's. I miss it so much. And so I walk in already in a good mood. And what's going on but a puppy adoption?
no.
So right away, there's just three puppies just, and they're like, you want to say hi? And I was like, yeah. And then I do my shopping, having a great time. Coming on the way out, there is a tiny, there's a baby playing with the puppies. It was insanely cute. It hurt my heart. It was great. Yeah. So a good cute. A good field report, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, excellent work, everybody.
Yeah, great job.
Well, Alexis, we did it.
Wow, look at us.
Made it to the end of another show. Did I bring the drama?
Yes.
Yes. Are you still my friend somehow?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, I love the drama. This is what, you know, this is like our version of, you know, this is our serial. This is our time where people can really get invested and be like, what is going on? We're going to have to go and like interview the people at the place and see. We've got a lot to do now.
Figure out what happened. Did he talk about it? Did we know? Yeah. No, you're incredibly correct. Yeah. You know what's so funny about Serial is that we've all heard it. We all know it. We can all in our mind hear the theme song. But when I go to sing it, I can never get it right.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's those piano chords. It's just that dink, 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 dink. But you can't. You know how like you can rehearse, like you can sing back a Jeopardy theme or like something like that. But for some reason, Serial's kind of hard to sing back.
Interesting.
So I will not be singing the Serial theme, Alexis, no matter how hard you bet.
I won't make you.
But you're right. We do have a Serial-esque. So listeners, if you're just like, I'm not going to come back next week. That's fine.
Good luck, though.
But
good luck getting some sleep at night.
I feel like that's going to be the revealing episode.
Yeah.
This is a two-part series.
Yeah, I love it.
One is a mystery. The second part is a big reveal.
I love it.
I'll let you know where Doug is. Until then, I'm going to go stare at my dog all night and just whisper like real quietly. Do you hate me?
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
Do you hate me or are you dying?
It's a really good technique for
Thank you.
Processing normal, feelings. Healthy. Yeah, yeah.
It's great. Yeah. Okay. Jeez. Listeners, I do apologize. I'll be normal next week. Normal for me. Normal.
I love this, and I think the listeners will too. So,
well, I love you. You're the best.
I love you too.
I will talk to you next week. And until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.